The Report Card, a narrative by Casey Traina. Racing through the bloodbath, my family aroused and trying to get to the door, I amused myself by watching the play for a second when I plopped on the doorstep. I yelled over my shoulder, "Catch me if you can." I impatiently kicked the door open, felt the cool air conditioning brush against me as if 1,000 icicles just stampeded down my face. Overwhelmed by the thousands of books, my brothers came in and vanished into the young adult section. Not daring to be a second behind, I hurried over to the young readers area and picked out the book I've seen my siblings read over the years, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Opening up to the first page, hundreds and thousands of words exploded in my face, making it impossible to comprehend what I was seeing. Day after day, I came into the public library, walked to the far left corner, which is the back of the young readers area, where lies a big red beanbag chair. I picked out Diary of a Wimpy Kid for almost the 10th time, not making any progress. The librarian, not knowing me by name because of my frequent visits, walked over to the shelves, picked out a book, and sat next to me. She leaned over and said, "How about we try an easier book for you?" Disappointed, I looked up and said, but, sure. She picked Diary of a Wimpy Kid out of my hand and gave me Dr. Seuss's Hop on Pop. When I opened the book, the words went together like the stitches in a quilt. I wasn't a very good reader, but over the years, I got very good at it. My biggest weakness was always the comprehension. It would sneak up on me like a shark stalking its prey. Coming home from a report card day was the hardest part. I had opened the door with such a big frown on my face, you could see it from my desk at school. They didn't strike my mother as disappointing. She always knew I wasn't the best at comprehending what I tried to read. She was expecting a B or B-, but that was considered bad in my family. The next day at the library, I hopped out of the beanbag chair and made a promise to myself that I wouldn't only try, but succeed in reading. From that moment on, I did succeed and could live up to my parents' expectations. Getting better wasn't that easy, though. I had to stay after school and work on extra reading material. It was dreadful, but helped in the end when I got to the end of that first semester. At 3:57 on a Friday, a time of relief went down in history when I busted through and strutted across the house to the kitchen and slammed my report card on the counter as if I'd just come back from winning the lottery. My mom opened it with anxiety, and the first thing she sees is reading A. She leaps out of her chair and hugs me with glee. I slept that night with a feeling in the back of my head that I was finally succeeding at what I was working at.